This isn't the episode that I've personally been dreading, but it's also really, really good. We talk about fanfiction, because we're fans of fiction, and we're fans of queer ships, as you might have noticed, and this has both fiction and queer ships. What's not to like? Join us for this episode of Fanfiction Discussion as I plan my therapy session after.
Welcome to In Media Les, a podcast about queer relationships in media. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Val. And today's ending. The world is ending in
New York. Yeah, the world is ending in New York. Happy Pride Month. You know, they warned us about the demons. We are the demons, but we didn't really think New York was going to become a literal hellscape. Like,
yeah, but it's sepia outside right now.
They were right. Yeah, it was so eerie around 2 p.m. when it was just like orange and dark and it felt like the world was ending. And apparently tomorrow is going to be even worse. So,
yeah, you know,
happy Pride Month.
I'm kind of hoping that my work is not working tomorrow. So I'm waiting for that text, but it's never going to happen. So I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get home because I'm walking tomorrow.
Oh, God. Wear a mask. Wear an N95.
As your brother says.
Very unhealthy.
We need a respirator.
Yeah, not a bad idea, honestly. So, aside from it feeling like kind of like the apocalypse out, even though it's just from the Canadian wildfires, which are far away from here, yet.
Yeah, Canada, what the hell?
Yeah, Canada, get your act together. It's not like the U.S. ever has forest fires.
Yeah, we've never done this.
Yes. Last year, definitely wasn't the
hiding California behind a curtain.
Yes, yeah. We're Washington and Oregon as well. We're just tucking them under the rug a little bit. The entire West Coast is just, you know, we're just pretending that they're distant relations. anyway, speaking of hellscapes, just kidding.
That's how I feel, even though it's literally my favorite form of media in the world. What are we talking about today, Chloe?
We are talking about fan fiction, which is a topic. Val, do you want to explain what you're feeling about talking about this?
Okay, I feel like I have this in common with people who read romance exclusively. Like, it is a pleasure, but to such a personally guilty degree.
Okay.
That I do not want to talk about it, but I think it's hilarious if I do. So we're doing this.
Yes.
But it's worse than pulling teeth. It's like, it feels like my emotional and mental stability is getting its nails pulled out right now. Because I'm freaking out about this. It's the weirdest thing.
I just want to explore this a bit more. I know I sound like a therapist right now, but I'm very curious.
You're getting ready for your for our D&D game where you introduce the counselor, so you're getting into that mindset.
Yeah, so in our D&D game, I'm making their characters go through therapy because why not?
It's hilarious, that's why.
I just want to explore this a bit more and ask, like, is it because, like, reading fan fiction feels like a very intimate thing that
Absolutely.
You can do online? Is that the feeling?
It's very private.
Okay.
It feels, despite it being surprisingly a group activity, it still feels very much like it's something that you 1,000,000% do in isolation.
Okay. I get that feeling. I felt like almost like just as I had to come out of the closet about like my sexual orientation, I felt like I had to come out of the closet to some of my friends about reading fan fiction in some way. Like it was like this conversation that I had to like have with them where I was just like, so I read fan fiction, and it's just like
interesting.
It feels weird. Like no, because so my friend Ellie, who's been my really good friend since
college. Keep saying I met her. I have no memory, no recollection of meeting her.
You did meet her. I don't remember in what context, but you did. but anyways, you know, I think in 2013 or 2014, when was Klexa? When did that happen again in the 100?
I think 16.
Oh, really? Is that recently? I thought it was earlier. Maybe it was 2016. Oh, maybe it was 2016.
Let me see.
It was 2016. You're right.
Yes, off the top of the dome, which is embarrassing.
Yeah. Nice. You know when your Clexa happens. But like when, you know, the controversy of that happened and I was watching it, I remember telling her that like, oh yeah, you know, because she asked me like, what are you reading? Because I mentioned I've been up all night reading something. And then I had to be like, it was fanfic. And then she like told me, she's like, oh, actually, you know, she's a big Reylo shipper, which, no judgment. I know, like, Reylo is a very controversial topic online.
I don't think I do know one person who likes that ship, but I cannot tell if he likes it because it spites so many people or if he actually likes it. And I have a feeling it's the former.
Right, because there's definitely a lot of people, I think, that do, like, kind of ironic ships. That's part of the problem with kind of fan fiction in general, is that some of it is just kind of, as someone who has kind of jokingly, I've never like published anything, but I've jokingly written kind of like goofy fanfics.
Oh no, I seriously wrote them. Okay. And they're very easy to find, but I hope no one does because they're private. It's like a diary. If anyone I know in real life ever reads them, I will leave. I will go to Canada to the wildfires.
You're going to enlist as a volunteer firefighter and hope that it just, the blaze consumes you.
Exactly.
I guess that makes you more brave than I've been, because I've never actually like published anything. I've just written like little snippets, including, I mean, I call this a fan fiction, but like, because it was that same space in my brain, but I actually ran a Tumblr blog where I wrote fake news articles making fun of my school.
Wow, okay.
So that was the one thing I like published and put out there, and it became such a big deal that at one point apparently the dean of students was like, we need to find out who's doing this because they're making us look like idiots. And
that is hilarious.
I think to this day they don't know it was me, and hopefully, you know, no one I work with.
No one listens to this.
No one from the school is listening to this podcast because they're like, oh my God, that was her.
I don't think that's fan fiction. I think that's more of like covert journalism that's satirical.
But I feel like to me it scratched that same itch because it was taking people from the school and writing kind of onion-esque. But it was like fanfic because it was just like, I am taking these characters that I know and I am putting them in unfamiliar situations. but
I'll give it to you. I do agree that that's cool.
I don't want to like out your fanfics, but I'm guessing they're Kurosami.
Yes, that is how I started reading them. Okay. I actually just have like a very quick story about that. We'll talk about it later. Yeah, but like,
go.
Talking about it now? No. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant
now. Okay. Do you want to tell now or later? Up to you.
But yeah, that's like the main ship. You've seen my cell phone cover. It's been Cora for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I think I've dabbled in other stuff. I honestly don't remember. I haven't written for a long time. Okay. But that's where I started. That was one of my favorite ships. And I'm not like an avid shipper.
Yeah.
I just really liked the community. But I also, I don't want to say I don't care, but kind of like I don't really care.
That was too cool for shipping.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's such a removed aspect of myself where it's like, it's there, but not really. It's something to pass the time, but I really enjoy it. It's like a super fun hobby, you know?
Yeah. You don't put too much emotional investment in it.
Exactly. Perhaps. And I know some people do, and that's fine.
Yes. Like, yes.
I like the people who do because they create great content for us.
Yeah.
But I personally do not.
The shipping wars can be very epic to behold.
Yeah. It's the first time I've experienced that, where, incidentally, it's when Cora ended. It was really weird and really funny.
Yeah. I feel like the conversation has gotten a lot worse in recent years with the whole like, pro versus anti thing. I don't even know if we want to get into that, because I feel like no matter what we say about that.
I'm not entirely sure what that is, but I know that people have kind of gotten too extreme about, like, canceling and all that stuff. Yeah. It's like, this is, like, okay, I understand. Sometimes an author makes a story that's kind of slightly difficult to read.
Yeah.
But it's fiction. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in the end, it's just fictional characters. Go take a bubble bath or something. But at the same time, there are some stories that, like, you honestly have to consider, like, is this something that should be on the archive or on fanfic.net? And honestly, like, that's not our call to make, you know?
Yeah.
Even if I don't like something and I'm more logical than a lot of the people who don't like something are, it's still, like, none of my business.
Yeah. And just to give people context, because this is a very hyper-specific terminology, the pro versus anti thing. So basically, there's these two camps. And I think this is very much a false dichotomy, because I think most people, if you kind of look at, it's kind of like Democrats versus Republicans, whereas if you actually look at their views, there's probably a little more, you know, of a continuum than you might imagine. But pros kind of believe that, you know, people can ship what they want to ship and they can put it out there. Whereas antis kind of have a viewpoint that kind of problematic ships, potentially ships that depict relationships that are immoral or illegal or, you know, gross in some way, mm-hmm. should not be out there. And there's a wide range, because there's some, you know, people on the pro side who'll say, like, yes, but, and then there's people on the anti side who will say, oh, it's fine that it's out there, it just shouldn't be with the other stuff, or maybe it should be tagged or isolated in some way. But it's just like, that's kind of the whole debate. And yeah, it's a whole thing. And I kind of agree with what you're saying. Just like, it has been kind of amazing to witness, as I guess, as a denizen of the internet who reads fanfic, but man, people get into it.
Yeah, and it's always like one or two super duper vocal people.
Yeah.
And everyone else just kind of minding their business. And I noticed a lot of younger people, they very strongly pick a side and kind of like get upset over it.
I mean, I feel really like upset. I was the same when I was a teenager. Like, I got really heated and what was I obsessed? I don't know. Like, I'm sure it was something. I don't even remember what it was right now. But I remember just getting super upset about certain things online and being like, no, this is the one right way. And it's just, you don't have as much experience. You don't have as much exposure to differing viewpoints. And you're not as emotionally mature. So
sometimes I'm so glad that I just didn't participate in life as a teenager. Because, like, I've never strongly felt about anything at that age. Nor do I now, I guess.
Yeah. Sad robot. Anyway, okay, so rewinding from the whole shipping war, I wanted to start, but we're like 20 minutes in, but I wanted to talk about what got us into reading fanfic in the first place. So do you want to start us off as your alarm goes off?
As my alarm. It was my nap alarm, but okay. I woke up like an hour earlier. What got me started? Okay, so I actually remember the exact day that I've read fanfic for the first time.
Okay, what day was that?
It was the day that Legend of Korra Season 3 came out, the first episode.
Okay, because I'm going to look up when that was.
I was at my grandparents' house. We were about to like have dinner. We're all just hanging out. And I'm watching the show with my cousin, which is weird because we never have the TV on when we're at my grandparents. But because the season was starting, I was like, everyone just ignore me. We're just going to watch this. It's 30 minutes. And then after, the TV is going to be off again. Like, not like we can't watch TV, but it was just like a weird situation, which is why it stands out. And we talked about this in the Korra episode, but there's a scene where Asami is teaching Korra how to drive.
Yeah.
And when that scene came on, I was like, oh, that's fruity behavior, right? That's very gay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, are they gonna make it queer? And my cousin was like, oh, they're absolutely not gonna make it queer. Just get used to disappointment. Because she is a person who does read fan fiction. And yeah. She's like, it never happens. So just kind of like enjoy it while you can. But in the meanwhile, you can just read about these other people who write about the ship. And she introduced me to, I think it was fanfic.net at the time, because Archive was, maybe she didn't know about it or was a little smaller than it is now. And that is when I first read fanfiction. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then I read like a second and a third. And then I found Archive, and you can filter based on kudos and likes and whatever. And then I found stories that I liked. And that is how I first started reading fanfiction. Do you remember your first fanfiction?
So, I don't have a specific date, which first of all, I just wanted to mention the date of your first fanfiction. Then if it was the date of the first episode of season 3, it would be June
27th, Sounds 2014. About right. It was very hot.
So, you know, 10 years anniversary coming up next year. You should celebrate. we'll have a fanfiction / pride party next year. Okay, so there's two things that kind of stick in my mind, and I think I've talked about these perhaps when we recorded these episodes, but the first one was similarly with Kurosami season 3. I similarly had an experience where I was just like, this is gay AF, and it drove me crazy that, like, I don't know, the other people I was talking to at the time about it did not see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going on, there was a Kurosami subreddit, and there was a moderator of it named Sly Fox. And I just remember Sly Fox was very vocal in the Legend of Korra subreddit, like, come to, you know, the Kurosami subreddit and talk about Kurosami because it's happening. And everyone just thought, like, oh, that's Sly Fox. She's crazy. That's just what she does. She was right. And the Kurosami subreddit is really good and is still really active to this day. And I think I learned about some of the fanfics from there, and that's where I read some of them. So there was that. And then Klexa, you know, I was so disappointed that I went and read some people, and people were like motivated after Klexa to write so many like alternative versions. So yeah. Like, there's so many out there. So those were like the two moments where I think I started really reading fan fiction. And then, you know, I started reading, I didn't know what I was doing. I was reading them on like fanfiction.net or whatever. And then there was Ellie, the Raylo shipper, who told me about AO3. And that's how I found out about AO3 and got into reading fics on
there. Look, some good things come out from the bad too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's how I got into it. And I don't know, I feel like I go through phases where I read a ton of fanfiction and then like all of like a year where I don't read any.
Yeah,
It just totally depends, I guess. And sometimes I'm motivated. I feel like I'm motivated, particularly when I'm disappointed by something.
Yes. I read fanfic the most when I'm like in anguish emotionally in my personal life.
Yes.
It does feel like a nice little break.
Yeah. There's some really good fics out there.
Yes.
People write some good stuff. Like,
they're amazing writers. And even the writers that are not that great sometimes have really fun ideas. And it's like, I despise your punctuation and I don't want to be here, but this is too good conceptually.
Yeah, that's so frustrating sometimes where you're just like, God, if they just had an editor who could just like give this a little bit of love. And
yeah.
Because it's really difficult parts of it to understand what they're going for, because, man, nothing's capitalized and, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And before I used to kind of tolerate that. Now I don't. So yeah. I wonder if I'm missing out on stuff, but I don't have time for that. It's very difficult.
It needs a low barrier to entry. You know, like if you're going if I'm going to expend energy to read your fic, you kind of need to meet me halfway.
If I'm already emotionally vulnerable, I cannot be putting effort in.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, the next question we had on our discussion list was what makes a good fanfic. I think we're already talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like fics that do something clever.
Can I also just say this is the first I've heard that we have a discussion list? Chloe comes prepared, y'all.
I wrote out all these questions because I just wanted us to be prepared. I don't know.
Like, I know. I love it. I just show up.
What was it? Was it the Final Fantasy episode where I wrote like almost an outline? I don't know. I just like having thoughts.
I know. It's ready. Awesome.
Because the moment I'm in front of a microphone, I'm like, I don't remember anything. Because like the Persona episode, I didn't come prepared for that. And I didn't even talk about the music, which is like one of the best parts. So like, that was embarrassing, which is why I should always get my thoughts out on paper a little bit in advance so that I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, okay, so let me ask you this. Like, what is like your ideal fic? Do you like AUs? Do you like you're looking at a list of fan fiction and it all sounds really good, but one of them catches your eye. What makes it catch your eye?
I think I am a fan of AUs. And I know that's a little controversial, but I've already said I cannot rewatch or reread things very easily. And the amount of fanfics that are just like canon up to a point are astronomical. And, you know, I like some of them, but guys, I already watched it once. Don't make me do this. So yeah, I'm a fan of AUs.
Okay. How is there any particular type of AU? Like, do you a coffee shop?
Well, it depends on the media, right? Okay. Because if it's like a fantasy story like Avatar, then anything mundane is like really cool.
Yeah.
And then if it's, I don't know, if it's like I don't watch normal shows, gosh. If it's something set in the normal, average, regular world, then, you know, most likely I would prefer something a little more fantastical. Think about it as like the Locked Tomb AUs, yeah. Canonical AUs. Like all of them were kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know? Well, comparatively. But yeah, I'm a fan of something that is just like these people chill together in a different setting from whatever media they're part of.
Okay.
How about you?
Good question. So like, I was thinking about this. Recontextualizing like through an AU is really interesting to me. I also just like works that kind of try to extend the story a bit past what was on kind of paper. Especially Kurosami, I feel like that was a big one, was kind of like, we had this brief moment, but what happened after? And then we eventually got the comics that fleshed it out a bit more. Although, yeah, those comics were okay. I don't know. They were fine. But I feel like after reading fanfics, I feel like so many fanfics did so much better with it.
Right. They did cooler stuff.
Yeah. I
don't remember any of them, but they did cool stuff.
I mean, I've got some fics that we'll talk about in a moment. But yeah, I also like ones that, you were saying, as it just came to mind, that there was this Klexa one that was like one where Lexa is like president of the United States and Clark is some rando intern or something. It was like almost like a Bill Clinton-esque
Lewinsky AU story.
Yeah, it was oddly good. It was just like,
I think I've seen it on like the lists. I think I've seen it in the search bar.
I think it was like, this is a really weird concept and like I don't know how I feel about this, but it was really good. Anyways, yeah, so, and I'm not usually a big fan of smut. I don't really like much smut. I will say that first and foremost. I don't really read it. Like, there's definitely, you know, some that are written to be very romance novel-y, let's say, or beyond. And I don't really mess with that. I like just like teen and under, really. Maybe sometimes it mature, but yeah. And I also like ones that like take a point in the story and then depart from there. For instance, I read, and I couldn't remember, it was a Mass Effect one that kind of took the indoctrination theory as canon, but it was also really queer, and I couldn't find it, and I was trying to find the name of it so I could shout it out. But so I really like when they take, like, this started at the end of, like, Mass Effect 2, and then kind of branched out into what if the indoctrination theory was true, and it was so cool, and I just liked how it did things, even though, like, I like Mass Effect 3. I'm not as critical of it as some people are. So, I don't know. So, yeah. I don't think I really answered the question very well, but that's what drives me.
No, yeah. I feel that. Yeah. Okay. I sometimes like stories that continue after, because, like, so many of them end in tragedy that we're just like, and then afterwards, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're just hanging out. They have a new bad guy or whatever. Like, they're good. They're not dead.
Yeah.
And that feels nice sometimes.
Yeah. So now I wanted to switch yeah. and I wanted us to talk about specific stories or at least, you know, I guess works like
yeah.
that we're interested in or enjoyed or I don't know, we thought were interesting and talk about them with each other. So I know you find this difficult to talk about, so maybe I should go first.
You know, I also have that thought of like people kind of write those semi-anonymously, so I feel yeah. like I'm invading their privacy, but also it's published, it's posted. Yeah. That's just my yes. brain.
Yeah, that is totally just your brain.
Yeah, so you can start, but
okay.
I have a couple, I think.
Okay, I'm going to start with this one. This is a spicy one. We're going to start with spicy.
Okay. Because
why not? I'm not talking like it's smutty. It's just like a very interesting ship. So this one is called New Era, New Opportunity by Umbram753. And this is an Azula Korra ship.
Okay.
Azula gets frozen in ice. She gets Aanged.
Uh-huh.
Because we've established that apparently that can happen in the Avatarverse. Yeah. And she gets unfrozen in, like, Korra's era.
Okay.
And then, basically, Korra is brought in to reform this dangerous criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up falling in love.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
It is spicy. Okay.
It's really spicy. I mean...
I think you mentioned it before.
I've mentioned it because I really like it. I think it's well done. And I think it takes this very problematic idea of Azula, you know, really being in a relationship with anyone. But it addresses, like, you know, like that whole... Because I feel like this is a genre of fanfiction. It's like the bad person gets rehabbed. I think it does that well in a way that is not dismissive of the bad things that yeah. she did, but also contextualize them and gives her room to grow. So it's pretty good. It's very long. It's 100,000 words. So
I love those.
And I don't think it was ever finished because according to AO3, it's chapters 22 or 26. So I don't know that it was ever done.
Oof. Heartache.
Which is tough. But I think it still reaches a satisfying point. Because even when I read it back in like 2020, during the height of the pandemic, was when I was in a big fan fiction phase. I think I remember feeling pretty satisfied by where it was, the trajectory at that point. So
okay.
even though it's not finished, it gets a gold star from me. Okay.
All
Your
right.
turn. Your turn.
So, I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but there was a...
You didn't come prepared. Come on.
No, I have the title memorized because okay. I really loved that fic. It was very gentle, but also kind of like, also a little spicy. It's called The Beginners, I think. I cannot find it, but it's called Beginners. And I don't think it was ever finished either, but it's this modern AU of the two of them and like... Asami rides a bike.
Okay,
like a
you didn't even say it was Korasami at first. I was going to say, who's that? Oh,
sorry. In my head, you already know, obviously. But yeah, it's like really, really well written. It feels like it has a filter on, which usually I don't like in stories. Like,
what do you mean by a filter on?
Like, it feels like a very sleepy type of story, like very literary.
More about what that means.
So have you ever had to read a book for school that was just like about a divorced couple and it's so melancholy and sad all the time and you're like, they just need to go to therapy or get a divorce, like they need to not be in each other's lives?
Did
but
I read anyone's that were about a divorced couple?
I went to a liberal arts school for English.
Yeah, I don't know.
I specifically of those.
I guess maybe like Wuthering Heights kind of has a similar vibe.
Actually, Wuthering Heights is really good. I would not consider it to be part of this.
Okay.
But it's like, it's just very melancholy and kind of like very like 2010 blood dripping from the nose kind of romance where there's drugs involved, but it's soft. I don't know how to explain it better than that. That is a very specific vibe that people who know kind of will immediately know. But, you know, like, very much, like, it's got a filter on it. Like, and I'm talking about filter, like, photo filter.
Okay. Like, okay. I'm not following this. I don't really understand, but it's, okay.
I honestly don't know how to explain it better. That is the perfect explanation.
Please explain to my sad science brain what you mean
the
by this.
The vibes are problematic and sad, but the writing is floral and pretty.
Okay.
And it was never finished. And I think I checked up on it, like, for years afterwards, and just to see if maybe they did update. And I don't think they ever did. But, you know, it was an experience, it was a memory, and I appreciate them for writing it. I'm gonna keep looking for it. And if you have another one.
Okay. Well, I've got two in for the price of one. Mm-hmm. So this one is going to be a Kurosami one. But stay there. And it's a short one. It's only 960 words. And it's called In Which Korra Will 100% Fight Them by the_Oreo. And it's supposed to be like a text message chain between Korra and Asami. Where it's basically just them, like, they're supposed to be kind of talking, and then, well, Bolin creates a group chat called Korra's Hot Support Group, and they're just talking about how attractive Korra is, and it's really funny. Basically, the gimmick is, I think, that, like, more and more people are starting to get in on it, and it's really funny. And they're texting back and forth, and it's just text messages. And I thought it was very funny. But the fun part about this is that it then has a through line to a Mass Effect fanfic called called Shepherd is Hot Support Group by Mapcake. And in this one, Tally creates a group with, like, all the other people on the Normandy where they all talk about how hot Shepherd is, Femme Shep. To be specific, the canonical shepherd.
Let's start a war right now.
I think I already declared that when we did the Mass Effect episode, so that should not be news to our listeners. but it is very funny because it's just, I don't know, there's this funny moments, like Tally adds Jacob, but he just doesn't say anything and leaves, and, like, I don't know, there's all this other stuff that is happening, and it's just a perfect, it does such a good job of, like, imagining how these characters would probably actually text, and I don't know, I just love it. And I love that there's a through line that, like, a Kurosami fic inspired a Mass Effect fic, and I just love that. So, I mean, they're very short and they're just goofy fun, but I just love the through line.
All right, that sounds really fun.
Yes,
it sounds like a fun one.
You can read them in, like, 15 minutes, both of them. Check them out.
So I actually found the title and the writer of the fic.
Okay, what was it?
It's called Beginners, and it's by Possibilist. Like possibility, but Possibilist. And
Korra and Asami at a university. Okay. Yes,
and Korra is a
bad butt soccer player, and sometimes terrible things happen, but they're really very in love with each other.
Yes, and it was last updated in 2015, and honestly, I don't know if I reread it, I don't know if I'll like it, but it was really good.
It's written in second person. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not usually a second, maybe that's what I'm remembering, because now that you said it, that's what it is, but, like, I'm not a second person type of gal, but
it worked for Harrow for a very specific reason. I'm not sure if I'd like it otherwise.
Yeah, I usually really dislike it, actually.
Yeah, because it's like, you're talking about me? I didn't do all these things. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Like, I don't like people telling me what to do, and that feels distinctly like someone telling you what to do. That's a different problem I have. Let's not get into that. But there is Okay, I'm going to talk about a different shipper now.
Okay.
It's Kara Danvers and Lena Luther from the CW show.
CW, yep.
More like CL.
I am legally obligated to mention that I went to high school with Supergirl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. I didn't know her that well. I think I maybe tutored her in math once. I have this distinct memory of seeing her in the math office when I used to sit in there and tutor people. But it might just be something I made up in my head. I don't know. But I
knew
feel like
her. Not knowing a famous person when you went to, like, not knowing them is such a good sign of them not being annoying. You know what I mean? Like, usually a lot of stories are like, oh, and they were a personality in high school and they were the best. And you're like, were they the best?
I knew of her existence. That was the most I could say.
Anyway,
yeah.
Now that we've connected this to a real life person and made it weirder.
Yeah, sorry.
there's a fic called We Need a New Song by Pocket Lips. Pocket Lips. It's like pocket, but with the it's spelled weirdly. Just We Need a New Song. It's pronounced Apocalypse. I was sleep deprived. Kara Danvers and Lena Luther. And it is, so I really like sad stories apparently, because in this one, Lena is a ballet dancer and her mom is like really bad about it with her. Like she's one of those like parents that are really into dance and kind of abuse their kid for it.
Okay.
So everyone in it is an adult, but it's a lot of like that trauma. And I'm like, I love trauma. I love it so much. Like, if you write about trauma, I'm gonna love your fic. So that is a really fun one.
Yeah, I know that's a big shipping community too, because that's never been made canon, right?
No, but I feel like it has a lot more subtext than a lot of ships that are also like big fandom ships.
Right. Like I know they've hinted at it and teased it a little bit.
Yeah. Also, Lena's actor, Katie McGrath, she like very often plays queer women.
Right.
And she has insane energy with anyone on screen. So despite her not being the best actress, like the chemistry really, really works with everyone. And like, yeah, I think she's shipped a lot. There's a fic that is also like Supergirl, where I think she was like in some show, Katie McGrath, I'm sorry, I don't remember Supergirl's name. But anyway, it's kind of like in the Canadian, like, what is it, like Western, but kind of like wintery vibes because of a show she was on. Mm-hmm. And that one was also good. I don't remember what it was called, who it was by, but there is one. If you know it, you'll know it. I'm real bad at this, guys. Sometimes I just search for something and I read it and it's red.
Okay.
But there is another. Yeah, that's another really good one. You have to figure it out, though, listeners.
It's always fun called, when like, you
frontier or something.
When you present your listeners with a puzzle.
Let me look it up. So,
okay. While you look it up,
I think it's your turn, and
one.
I interrupted you, right?
No. It's fine. You can keep going if you're having fun. My next one, I'm going to stick with Mass Effect. And this one is a Shepard Tally fic, because I really like Tally. And I feel like I'm more motivated to check out fanfiction for ships that aren't canon sometimes. And I really love Tali Zora, and I always wanted there to be a canon ship with her. There's also some good, I think, Femme Shep Jack ones, but I don't know.
The thing that always made it weird for me is despite them all looking the same age, they, in like a piece of it, canonically made Jack like very young.
Yeah, and Shepard's really supposed to be like 34, I think.
Yeah, so that always made me kind of like, they shouldn't have made that canon. That was just like, why do we have a teenager on board that we are romancing?
Yeah.
She looks like everyone else, and I choose to ignore that specific piece of canon because it was like mentioned once or something.
Yeah, Tally's supposed to be a little younger too, though, because she's supposed to be on, because when you meet her, she's on like her pilgrimage.
Yeah, but I don't think she was like 17 or something crazy.
No, no. And by the time that she's in Mass Effect 3, she's an admiral, so it's not like there's a power differential between her and Shepard. So, mild spoiler for Mass Effect 3. anyways, this one's called Aren't You Supposed to Be by My Lord She's a Cactus, which already excellent name.
Yeah, okay. I kind of see where this is going.
This is one of those goofy ones where it's just like, it's clearly, I think, inspired by the Citadel DLC for Mass Effect 3, where it's just like all the characters at their goofiest and they're all just goofing on each other. And Shepard and Tali are very flirty, but it, I don't know, there's like a lot of, I don't know, they keep getting interrupted and stuff keeps going wrong, and they're just trying to like, I don't know, be together, but it's really good. And it's got some really bad puns. You would love it.
Okay.
I'm like trying to remember one, but yeah, there's so many puns. I remember like play on words and whatnot. So like, it's so good, that cheesy sense. Like, it's not like, this is another, so it's interesting because as I think about it, there's like, there are definitely fics that try and match the original tone of the work, and then there are fics that absolutely do not, and perhaps this is one of those. You know, it's very but I guess it matches kind of the Citadel DLC. It's, they're not taking it too seriously. I really like this one. It's 20,000 words. It's on AOC, or AOC 3. It's on the Congresswoman AOC. It's been a long day.
We're also like, our lungs are in pain.
Yes, but it's complete. Anyways, that's worth checking out. Your turn. Have you found that one yet, or do you want me to do another?
I'm going to keep looking, but I will mention, I just remembered a type of fic that I go feral for. And it's the type that's like one chapter, but it's like 30,000 words.
Oh, God. Okay. So a novella.
Basically, those are always the best. I don't know, just something about that, like, 15,000 to 30,000 word chapter, and it's a one-off. It's just like, it gives me the feeling of reading a long-form story, but I'm not staying up till 4 a.m. to read it, so I'm not exhausted the next day. So it left such a positive feedback loop that I love those.
Interesting, because I think you're hitting on another point here, which is like the difference in pacing between a chapter-based story and like these one-shots that are put out there. And I kind of see what you're saying. Like, there's a difference in how it feels to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the difference between a comic book and a graphic novel, whereas the comic book, you know, is meant to be read episodically, and then the graphic novel is read all in one sitting. And there's a different feeling when you binge them, I think, as a result.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk about another one while you are searching.
I don't think I'll find it, honestly.
Okay.
I have no memory of what it's called.
It's somewhere in the abyss of AO3. Yeah,
but basically in it, I'll just say more about that one because I just kind of mentioned it. Basically, it's one where it's set a little bit in the past. It's in the Canadian wilderness. There's like a town, and Kara is passing as Clark.
Okay.
Because
so kind of like a cross-dressing situation, like,
because disguise. Jeremiah passed away, and you know, olden times and women can't be blacksmiths, you know, the regular tropey stuff, the good stuff. And basically, like, Lena asks Clark, quote unquote, to either like marry her or something. I don't remember what it's for. It's like for taxes and to piss her mom off, something weird. I love it. It doesn't make complete sense, which is the best, but like, it's them.
Doesn't need to.
Yeah, it's them living in the same house, and Lena's like, there's something weird about him because I'm gay and I actually do like him, you know?
Yeah.
And I really like that story. Maybe if I find it by the time I edit this, I'll let you know, and we can, I don't want to link anything to this. That's private. Okay, your turn. I'm gonna relax a little.
I'm gonna switch over to Clexa now. And I'm gonna start with like one that I think, I'm going to start with like the most conventional one. And I think people who have read any Klexa fanfic will know this one, because I think this is the best of the kind of canonical rewrites. And that is, "This heart fossilized and silent once was tender and once was violent," by Chrmd Poet. Chrmd Poet. I don't know how you say that. This one, I think, is like what, if you think of like a Klexa fic, probably what immediately comes to mind. It's kind of just rewriting the story so that Klexa does not have to die. Yeah. I mean, Lexa doesn't have to die. And honestly, I think it's like better writing than the 100 season 3 and onward. Like, I think it just makes more sense, and the characters don't lose any semblance of who they are over time. And I don't know, it's got like 27,000 kudos, and it's like a very popular fic. Let me see how long it is. 171,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
It is it is a commitment.
I feel like, but I might have either read or seen it. Something about it feels familiar, but also there's so many of those sort of fics that, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, the top result when you sort by kudos on AO3. But I think this does, this is definitely like, how would I put it? It's like the, if fanfic, you know, if one side of the spectrum is like just telling a story with the same characters, with the same personalities and the same kind of universe, but things just occur slightly differently, and that's like one side of the spectrum of fanfic, and the other side of the spectrum is like the characters, it has the same names but they act differently, they're in a different world, everything's different. This is definitely on the first side. Like, it is definitely just like supposed to be a very literal retelling where Lexa lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it succeeds in that. It is very long, obviously, but
we like that.
I like that. You know, it slows the burn a little bit, I think, as a result. And it's really good. I don't know. There's not much more I can say about it other than it's really well written. Check it out if you have always wanted to, you know, have a better Klexa ending. Your turn.
Okay. So this is the last one I'm going to mention. It's okay. A little weird. I really like it. It's a She-Ra fanfic.
Okay.
And it's named The Written Word Over You by Alibi Rooms. Like Alibi, but whatever.
Okay.
And basically, it's a story where both Adora and Catra were from a cult that they escaped from, but Adora escaped earlier, a la canon. And the story follows Catra as she is, like, learning to live in the world outside of this cult they grew up in. And it is in, it's kind of like a college AU.
Okay.
And it's really well written. And it's ongoing, but it hasn't been updated in a couple of years. I hope the author gets back to it, because it's really fun. But once again, trauma. And it's, like, it's rated explicit, but I don't think it was. I think there are just, like, parts of it that have to do with people coming to terms with how things work outside of a very rigid and kind of controlling environment and, you know, coming to terms with their sexuality. But that's a small part of it. It's a really, really good fic.
Interesting. I guess I've never looked up any She-Ra fics. I just was satisfied with how it was handled in the show, and I never felt motivated to.
Sometimes it's weird because, like, with cartoons, I just always assume they're kids. But then She-Ra distinctly felt like they were not kids.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier.
Well, I mean, they're adults doing war, so.
Yeah.
In some ways, so.
But, like, Avatar or The Last Airbender are kids doing war, and they're drawn similarly, right? Like, for example, yeah. I don't think I'll ever read an Owl House fic.
Oh, no, I could never.
That's
that feels weird.
Yeah. But this one was okay, because they're kind of adults, and you can tell from the show, and I like it.
Yeah. Okay, I have one final question, because I know we need to wrap up, mm-hmm. which is, Is there anything that you've really wanted to see a fic about and you just haven't been able to find it? Because I have an example of this. And I'll start and you can think about it while I'm talking real quick. Because this is what was bugging me the other day. So I finished Persona 5 Royal and I really enjoyed it. And what I really wanted was like, some kind of queer fic in it that was not focused on Akechi. Because every queer fic seems to focus on Akechi. And I was like, I just want to see something where maybe they like do an AU with a female protagonist and I don't know, like Makoto or someone, you know, like, but they're all just so focused on Akechi. And I was disappointed. I'm like, I can't find this. Maybe I should write it, but I don't know how to write. So you don't know how to read. I don't know how to write.
Oh, that's why we work well together.
Yes.
Let's see. I don't think I have anything like that. I am so low maintenance when it comes to like fanfics and stuff.
Okay.
The closest would be maybe like Ancillary. Okay. But I don't think I'll read a fanfic of Ancillary because Anlucky has a short story for it and I loved it. But I cannot imagine reading something outside of her writing for that specific series. Maybe if someone wrote something for The Raven Tower, which is her other book. Yeah. It's like a fantasy. It's really funky and cool. Like the narration style is interesting, but the story is like a regular story of there's a weird kind of like love triangle. It's not like antagonistic, but there is a love triangle and there is intrigue and political things. But like, I would read a fanfic of that. I don't think people will make a good fanfic of it, but there's nothing particular that I'm like very disappointed not to have. Maybe people finishing the fics that I've really loved throughout the years and, you know, having kind of like an end for it. But also at the same time, that would be so sad.
Yeah. I don't know enough about that to like comment, I guess. I don't know. So why would it be sad?
I don't know. It's like a closing of a chapter, you know? And I think the longing for another chapter is a much better emotion than it ending and maybe not being as good as you expected it to be.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe, like, it's so long has passed since then that, like, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So I think what our listeners learned from this one is that I love trauma.
Yeah.
And you love satire. And that
is true.
Probably describes our emotional states really well.
I love satire.
I feel exposed.
I feel good about this. Feel free to record a satirical episode of this podcast, listeners.
What do we have, Chloe? Because it is the end of the world.
We are running out of time. The apocalypse is happening. Diablo was released this week from hell and is invading New York City. And, you know, if any of the horde of demons out there has some downtime, they can check out our Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, which is @InMediaLez. Our subreddit is r/InMediaLez. And our Tumblr is
thepodinmedialez.tumblr.com.
Our website is inmedialez.com. And you can email us at inmedialez@gmail.com. We also have a Discord, which you are welcome to come hang out and talk about the end of the world with us. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
And we'll see you in the next one.
And enjoy the rapture.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening, and please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss new episodes. Also, it helps us grow, and we appreciate every single one of you who follows. And if you like us, tell a friend. Just be like, hey, these two lesbians are talking about other lesbians, gays, and like really queer people, and sometimes they even talk about non-binary folk. Once again, thanks for listening, and we appreciate you.